Hello there, adventurer. Welcome to my garden. Oh, please, there's no need to raise your sword. I mean you no harm. Rather, is that the way for guests to behave when wandering into a lady's home? Oh, you say you're not a guest. Well, then choose your words carefully, adventurer. As a guest, I'll treat you with all the respect a hostess should, but as an intruder, well, let's just say I won't be so gentle. Oh, is that a quiver in your arm I see? My, my, you can barely hold on to your sword. Are you so frightened of monsters that even the mere sight of me has you shaken? How adorable. Are you really the best the villagers had left? The other heroes they sent could at least hold a blade properly. You are much smarter than them, though. The others all rushed to attack the minute they saw me. To their loss, of course. Only the greatest of fools attacks Nalrauna in the middle of her own garden so thoughtlessly. None of them even lasted a minute. So you're doing quite well so far, all things considered. Although you did still come to my garden, never suspecting the villagers set you up, so I can't give you too much credit. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. It's a lovely arrangement we have. In the past, they would send tributes to me in exchange for safe passage through the forest, but that didn't really satisfy anyone. They never sent their best, and I soon tired of being fed the worthless trash they would send me. Delinquents, petty thieves, starving vagrants. There's no way I could be satisfied with such inferior meals. Our new agreement works so much better. In exchange for safe passage, they send adventurers like yourself to me. What was it they told you? That I kidnap boys from the village. Oh, how tragic. A brave, noble adventurer, willing to put his life on the line for complete strangers, and betrayed by the very people he thought he was aiding. Oh, it's enough to make me shed a tear. Ah, oh, and there it is, that delicious look of fear. That pure despair when you realize that it's all for nothing. You won't even get the honor of nobly sacrificing yourself to protect the innocent. Instead, you're going to be devoured as nothing more than an offering by a village of worthless cowards. So wicked they'd sacrifice complete strangers to preserve their way of life. So, what will you do now? Try to run, stay and fight. What will the brave adventurer do? Choose quickly. I'm sure you've noticed my vines creeping closer to you. Ah, so running it is. And got you! Oh, poor little fool. You didn't even notice my vines were already coiled around your ankles. And now I'll just pluck that sword away. There. You won't be needing that anymore. It lost any purpose it had the second you decided to run instead of fight. Oh, but don't get me wrong. Running was absolutely the right decision. If you tried to fight me, well, I'd probably snap your neck. Just in self-defense, of course. After all, that's what I've done to all the other adventurers who tried to fight. But you, there's no need to kill you just yet. You're not even a threat in the slightest. Why, I might even be convinced to let you go after I'm finished playing with you. So don't struggle, my dear little toy. It's useless anyway. There's nothing you can do to stop my vines from curling around your body, winding around your limbs, and stretching you out for me, peeling away your clothes to leave you defenseless. Ah, that's perfect. Now you're exactly as you should be, wrapped up in my vines, naked and vulnerable, completely at my mercy. Oh, hush now, don't cry, dear. If you keep making such an adorable face, I might not be able to control myself. There, that's better. Now, time to start playing with you. I'll just start by running my vines along your thigh. My, don't start squirming yet. I've only just begun. You're so sensitive. I never thought I'd get such an adorable little morsel to come offering himself so willingly to me. What's that? You're not willing? Oh, I can't believe that. I can't possibly believe those feeble struggles are really the best you could do. Admit it, my dear. You want this. Oh, go on, say it. Do my vines feel good running across your skin? Do you enjoy being teased? You can try to deny it, but I can hear your breaths getting deeper. I can feel your cock reacting to my vines when I brush against it. You're longing for me to wrap you up in even more of them, aren't you? No? You don't want to feel my vines on your cock? All right then, if you insist. I'll just continue teasing you then. Oh, your face looks so cute when you're trying to resist me. Let me pull you in closer to get a better look at you. Yes, that's much better. Now I can see you biting your lip as you desperately try to resist. I can see the fear and pleasure mixing in your eyes. I can even reach out and touch your flushed cheeks. Oh, there, don't turn away. If you just let me show you a little affection, this will all go much smoother for you. Unless you want me to get rougher with you. Good boy. Then settle down and let me play with you properly. Wow, you don't have much experience with this, do you? One little touch of my vine against your cock and you're already whimpering for me. Don't get too excited, pet. This is still only teasing. Imagine how embarrassing it would be if you came from just a little stroking. That's better. It's so much better when you resist a little bit. It makes breaking you all the more fun. So go on, try to resist. Try to stop those sweet little moans from coming out as my vines stroke you up and down. Up and down. Oh, yes. You can try and grit those teeth, but your moans will still come out eventually. Maybe I'll just force your mouth open. Yes, having my vine worm its way between your lips sounds lovely. So here you go, pet. There, open up. You just bit me? How dare you? And I was just trying to be nice. If you won't accept pleasure from me, I'll just have to show you what kind of pain I can cause you. That's right. These vines make excellent whips, don't they? I'll happily cover your whole body in these markings. Across your flushed cheek. On your toned little body. I'll mark you until you're covered in proof that you belong to me. There. That's better. You're much cuter with my whip marks streaked across your skin. That's not all my vines can do, though. They can squeeze you so very tightly. Tighter and tighter. so tight you'll feel like they're going to break you. What's that? Please. Oh, you want me to stop? I already warned you that this would happen. If you weren't going to accept my gentleness, I would show you my harsher side. So this must be what you want, right? No, it's not. Then you want to be my toy? Those are the only options here. If you're willing to be submissive, you can be my toy, my pet. And if not, you can just be my meal like all the others. I'll enjoy you for a bit and then drain you dry. Then your lifeless corpse can be the nourishment for my beautiful garden. It's your choice. So then, are you ready to accept it, pet? Are you ready to submit to me? Really? Good. And say it. Be a good boy and say you'll submit. Oh, do stop sobbing, dear. I can't hear you through your tears. Quit crying and say it. Say yes, mistress. I'll be a good toy. Oh, wonderful. If you're finally going to be a good toy for me, then there's so much we can do together. You've experienced my vines already, but there's so much more I can offer. Let me show you. Do you see those blossoms? Beautiful, aren't they? And they smell so sweet. Let me just blow some of their pollen over to you. There. Just breathe it in. Yes, just like that. Breathe in the pretty pink pollen drifting its way towards you. Doesn't it smell nice? Looks like it's already affecting you. You look so dazed. Let me give you another dose. There. Just breathe it in. Your head's feeling a bit fuzzy now, isn't it? Like your thoughts are just a big, fluffy pink cloud. Isn't this nice? Don't try to speak, just nod for me. Good boy. This pollen does much more than just slow down your thoughts, you know. It also makes your body so much more sensitive. Even the lightest touch will have you moaning. Oh, just like that. And I can make you even more sensitive than that. How? Well, let me show you. Look inside my flower. No, not at my breasts. Look lower. See how all this nectar pools where my upper body connects to the flower? This nectar is very special. When refined, it's so sweet that no one can resist. That's why people try so hard to hunt us. When fresh, it's also among the most powerful aphrodisiacs in the world. So let me give you a taste. I'll just dip a couple fingers into my nectar and bring them up to your lips. Go on, taste it. Doesn't it look so sweet? Now open your mouth. Yes, just like that. Now, pet, lap it all up. That's it. Take in every drop. Savor the sweetness and lose yourself to the taste. You can stop sucking now, dear. The nectar's all gone. Oh, you want more? My, you've lost yourself completely, haven't you? I can see it in your eyes. All your resistance is gone. The only thing left is desire. I'll indulge you then. Come here. I'll just gently lower you into my flower until your entire lower body is submerged and drenched in my nectar. Oh, doesn't that feel good? I'm going to release you from my vines now. I doubt even a thought of escaping is left in your mind. That's right, cling to me. Press into my softness. Lose yourself to my scent. Now then, I want to taste you too. How delicious. Looks like you enjoyed it too. It's no surprise. My nectar is so sweet because it comes from me. It's only natural my lips would be just as sweet. Oh, you know, it isn't just my lips that are sweet. My whole body is soaked in my nectar whenever my flower is closed. You can taste it all over my skin. Go on, try it. Yes. Oh, just like that. Lick all over my breasts. Suck on them. Lose yourself even deeper in my taste. You're thrusting so desperately against me. Let me take you in. Yes. Just like that. Oh, feel my folds wrap around you. I'm so soaked for you. Yes. Keep sucking on me, pet. Suckle on me as I fuck you. Harder. Thrust harder into me. Give yourself to me. Give yourself to me, pet. I can feel you throbbing so much. Give in to it. Lose yourself to the pleasure and come for me. Yes, yes. Good boy. You make such a great toy. Oh, are you exhausted now? Oh, that's okay. You can sleep right here in my arms. My flower makes a lovely bed. And when you wake up, you can feed me again. I'll be playing with you every day from now on. Of course it'll be every day. You don't want to leave, do you? I didn't think so. There's nowhere else you could possibly find this much pleasure, so it's better to just stay with me. I'll be having fun with you for a long time.